Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Do you have a pet?
Hi friends, glad to see you here today. My name's Pauline. Today's topic is nature.
And the title of our lesson is Pets. Pets. Welcome back to our second day of talking about pets. Do you remember what we learned yesterday?
Well, yesterday, Susie was on Rob's show. She knows a lot about pets because she has several. She reminded us that pets are expensive, so you should think about that before you get one.
That's a good point. Well, I wonder what we'll learn in today's show. Let's find out with our Read It. Here's Pauline for some help.
Susie has an unusual pet in a box. It's her friend's pet. Is it a snake? No, it's a hedgehog. James can pet it, but he must be gentle. Hedgehogs are cute and they are friendly if they're handled enough. But they can be prickly when they're scared. Hedgehogs eat insects and other things. James wouldn't want one for a pet.
Hey, Pauline, did you hear what kind of pet we're going to talk about on today's show?
Yes, a hedgehog. Those are so cute. They are like porcupines, but smaller. When they are scared, they roll up in a ball.
Right, that keeps them safe because their skin is not soft. It's prickly. Prickly means pokey and spiky, like a pine cone.
Right. Well, I'm excited to see this show today. I hope we get to see a hedgehog. But first, it's time to learn those keywords with Christina.
Hello, 今天 Susie 带着一个盒子，她说里面有一只很稀有的宠物。形容词 unusual 就是不寻常、稀有的。It's an unusual pet. James 猜盒子里面难道是蛇吗？Is it a snake? 蛇就是 snake. 结果不是蛇，是一只刺猬。Susie 说你可以拍拍它，但是要轻轻的。You must be gentle. 形容词 gentle 就是轻柔、和缓的意思。Susie 说刺猬其实又可爱又友善。They are cute and friendly. 形容词友善的就是 friendly.要养出友善的刺猬需要主人花时间常常抚摸它跟它玩建立关系之后小刺猬会很乐意与主人作伴玩耍就不会用身上的刺去刺人了 They are friendly when they are handled enough 动词 handle 在这里有触摸的意思刺猬喜欢吃昆虫 insect They eat insects and other things如果是你，你会养刺猬做宠物吗？
Hey, Susie. What's in the box?
It's an unusual pet, James. I'm taking care of it for a friend.
What is it? Is it a snake?
No, it's a hedgehog.
A hedgehog? That is an unusual pet. Can I pet it?
Sure.But be gentle, he's sleeping right now.
He's really cute, isn't he? What's his name?
Pokey.
Okay, Pauline, you're right. That hedgehog is pretty cute. So, where did Susie get it?That's a very unusual pet.
That's true. Dogs and cats are common pets, but hedgehogs are unusual. You don't see them very often.
So, how did Susie get one?
Well, it's not her pet. Susie is taking care of it for a friend.
I see. Oh, and did you hear what James thought was in Susie's box?
All right. He guessed that it was a snake. Ooh.I'm glad he was wrong. A snake is an unusual pet, too, but it's not as cute as a hedgehog.
I can agree with you on that. I like snakes, but I don't want one as a pet. And many people are scared of snakes. Are you scared of snakes, Pauline?
Well, not really. I think snakes are interesting, but if they surprise me, then yes, they scare me. One time I was walking on a path and suddenly a snake moved right by my foot. That scared me.
Ooh. Well, thankfully, Susie's unusual pet is a nice surprise, not a scary one. Do you remember what animal it is, friends?
That's right, a hedgehog. James wants to pet it.
James wants to pet the pet? Oh, no. This can be a little confusing. Let's go to Christina. She can explain this a little bit more.
我们今天的主题是宠物，那么我们就来看 pet 这个字。首先 ,Susie 说她的盒子里有一只非常稀有的宠物。It's an unusual pet. 所以 pet 在这里是名词宠物的意思。你可以说 ,She wants a cat for a pet. 她想要养一只猫做宠物。I would never want a snake for a pet.我绝对不会养蛇做宠物。这些是 pet 当名词的用法。接下来来看看 James 看到这只刺猬就问 Susie Can I pet it? 这里用 pet 这个字是什么意思呢？其实 James 问的是我可以摸摸它吗？原来 pet 也可以当动词，是抚摸的意思。所以 pet 是名词宠物，又是动词抚摸，可见宠物是需要人抚摸宠爱的哦。
Thanks, Christina. Susie lets James pet the hedgehog, but she tells him to be gentle. This means to do something softly and kindly.
Right. This reminds me of a mom talking to her kids. You can hug your baby brother, but be gentle. You can pet the cat, but be gentle.
Right. The hedgehog is sleeping right now, so James needs to be extra gentle.
Shh, he's sleeping right now.
Oh, right. That's why.
Peter, shh, he's sleeping right now.
Pauline, the hedgehog is at the jungle cafe, not here. We don't need to be quiet.
I know, but Peter, he's sleeping right now. It's today's...Calendar phrase!
He's sleeping right now.
He's sleeping right now.
他正在睡觉。
Where's Grandpa?
He's sleeping right now.
Where's my baby brother?
He's sleeping right now.
Where's the dog?
He's sleeping right now.
What time is it?
It's after midnight.
Oh, I should be sleeping right now.
Oh, me too. I should be sleeping right now.
He's sleeping right now.
He's sleeping right now.
他正在睡觉。
That was fun. Hey, Pauline, would you want a hedgehog for a pet?
Maybe. I mean, he's really cute, isn't he?
Yes. But the sentence Pauline just said is very useful. So let's go to Rebecca.
Hey, friends. It always makes me smile when I think of you. Well, it's that time when you get to learn something new and use it.Let's say that you say something, and then you want to ask a question just to make me with you. You can use a tag question, and we are going to learn about this in today's Use It. Let's look at a few examples. He's really loud, isn't he? Or you could also say, he's really talented, isn't he?You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. This really is a fun lesson, isn't it?
It sure is, but right now it's time for a break. We'll be back right after this. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Welcome back. We are talking about unusual pets. Do you know anyone who has one?
Well, yes. My brother-in-law has a tarantula as a pet.
A tarantula? You mean that big, hairy spider?
Yes, that's right. The spider's name is Bella.
You know, I don't care what the name of that thing is. I'm glad I don't have one. But I like the one Susie has better. Let's get back to our conversation with James and Susie now.
Why would someone want a hedgehog for a pet?
They're cute. And they're friendly when they're handled enough.
But they're prickly.
They are when they are nervous or scared. They also sleep all day and play all night.
So they may keep you awake. What do they eat?
Insects and other things.
Well, a hedgehog wouldn't be the pet for me.
Let's start with this question. Why would someone want a hedgehog for a pet? This is a good question. It shows that James wants to learn more. He's interested.
Right. James didn't say, why would anyone want a hedgehog for a pet? That's a very different question.
True, the question, why would anyone do something, shows that you think something is bad.
Right. For example, I'm from Montana. If Peter asked, why would anyone want to visit Montana? Well, then I'd be hurt and angry. It sounds like he thinks Montana is a bad place.
Very good example. So I can ask, why would someone want to visit Montana? Is that a better question?
Yes. Now it sounds like you are interested in Montana. You want to know all the good things about my state, and I'm happy to tell you about that.
Well, we don't have time right now. So this is an important English question and a good point. Let's have Christina explain it some more.
James 觉得太奇怪了，为什么会有人想养刺猬做宠物呢？Why would anyone want a hedgehog for a pet? 所以当你觉得某件事不可思议或是没有道理，就可以用 Why would anyone want to 怎么样这个句型。比如 Why would anyone want to live in Alaska? 为什么会有人想去住在阿拉斯加呢？或者 Why would anyone want to work for her?为什么会有人想要为他工作呢？这个句子很实用哦。
Thanks, Christina. So why would someone want a hedgehog for a pet?
Well, we can see two reasons. They are cute and they are very friendly if handled enough.
Handled, that means to use or to touch. If you want a hedgehog, you need to spend time with it.Then the hedgehog will be very friendly. It will enjoy being with people.
If the pet hedgehog is alone too much, they can become scared and nervous around people.
Scared and nervous. These are similar words, but they aren't exactly the same. For example, I'm not scared to sing in front of people. I like to sing, but I do get a little nervous sometimes.
Speaking to someone in English may make you a little nervous, but hopefully you aren't too scared doing it.
Well, humans aren't the only ones who feel scared and nervous sometimes. When hedgehogs feel that way, they get very prickly. You don't want to pet them then. Ouch!
Yes. Did you know that hedgehogs sleep in the day and then play at night?
Oh, crazy! Oh, and did you hear what they eat?
Yes, they eat insects And things like worms and caterpillars.
I can't believe James doesn't want a hedgehog. I want one.
Well, like we said yesterday, pets are a lot of responsibility. So you should think about it for a while before you get one.
Okay, that's true. Well, let's go ahead and review our keywords then.
Here's the first keyword from today. Unusual. Unusual. His shirt is an unusual color.
Snake. Snake. The snake moved through the grass.
Gentle. Gentle. Be gentle with the baby.
Friendly. Friendly. Bonnie has a friendly dog.
Handle. Handle. Handle this with care. It can break.
Insect. Insect. Insects are flying around the light. Okay, friends, those are your keywords for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's review our lesson one more time.
Hey, Susie. What's in the box?
It's an unusual pet, James. I'm taking care of it for a friend.
What is it? Is it a snake?
No, it's a hedgehog.
A hedgehog? That is an unusual pet. Can I pet it?
Sure. But be gentle. He's sleeping right now.
He's really cute, isn't he? What's his name?
Pokey.
Why would someone want a hedgehog for a pet?
They're cute. And they're friendly when they're handled enough.
But they're prickly.
They are when they are nervous or scared. They also sleep all day and play all night.
So they may keep you awake. What do they eat?
Insects and other things.
Well, a hedgehog wouldn't be the pet for me.
Peter, look at the picture. It's a baby hedgehog. That's adorable.
Friends, adorable is another word for cute. Pauline, I'm worried about you. You keep looking at all these cute pictures of hedgehogs. I'm afraid you're really going to go out and get one.
What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing, but you probably should talk to your husband first.
Oh, right. Okay, I won't buy one today.
Okay, that's a good plan, a good start. But hey, do you know what a baby hedgehog is called, Pauline?
No, what's it called?
It has a special name. It's called a hoglet.
Oh, that's great! Just like a baby pig is called a piglet.
Yes, exactly. So we have lots of special names for baby animals. Do you know any more?
Let's try to remember some. Ooh! Well, a baby cat is a kitten, of course. A baby dog is a puppy. Do you know what a baby duck is?
Oh, I do. It's called a duckling.
Oh, that's so cute. Okay, friends, this was a fun chat, but we have another one to go to now. Here's our jungle chit-chat.
Hey, Ginger. What's in the box?
It's my new pet.
You have a pet?
Well, not really. It's my friend's pet.
Oh, what kind of pet is it?
It's a small pet.
Is it a kitten?
No. Guess again.
Is it a puppy?
No. Guess again.
Is it a bird?
No. Guess again.
It's not a kitten, not a puppy.
And it's not a bird.
Is it friendly? Is it cute?
No. Actually, it's a little scary.
Is it a snake?
No, it's a big, ugly spider. Take a look.
Ginger, the box is empty.
Empty? Oh, no. Where's the spider?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about doctors. And here to answer my question is Dr. Anna Mall. Hello, Dr. Anna. Thanks for being on the show.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Rob.
Anna, I have a question here from Joey Tai of Taoyuan, Taiwan. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to try.
Great. Joey writes, I love animals. I want to become an animal doctor when I grow up. Is there a word for animal doctor in English?
Great question, Joey. Yes, in fact, I am an animal doctor, and I love my job. I'm happy to hear that you want to be an animal doctor, too.
Yes, animal doctors have very important jobs. But, Dr. Anna, what is the word that Joey is looking for?
Joey, the word for an animal doctor is veterinarian.
That's a long word. Can you say it again?
Veterinarian.
Veterinarian. But we often just say vet. It's a lot easier.
That's right. Veterinarians, or vets, take care of pets and other animals. They help them stay healthy.
There are different types of vets, right?
Yes, there are big animal vets. Big animal vets usually work at zoos or farms.
They take care of big animals like horses, elephants, cows, lions, and tigers.
Right. And there are also small animal vets. Small animal vets take care of people's pets.
Right. Like dogs, cats, and rabbits.
And more unusual pets like snakes, turtles, and hedgehogs.
Well, thanks for answering our question, Dr. Anna. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Hey, Pauline, you look a little sad.
I just remembered something. I can't buy a hedgehog. My apartment doesn't allow pets.
Oh. That's very good. Remember, friends, before you get a pet, make sure you can keep it in your apartment.
Well, at least I can go visit Susie and see the one she has right now.
That's a good idea. Friends, thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you again right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.